This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Spring is in the air, and even though golf courses are closed in parts of the country, you know golfers are just itching to get back into the swing of things, and that goes for blind golfers too. You might be wondering what this summer's blind golf season is going to look like. Kevin Frost is a board member of the Ontario Visually Impaired Golfers. He's also a blind golfer himself, and he joins us this morning from Ottawa, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Dave, great to see you and chat again with you.
Yeah, it's been a minute since you and I have had a chance to hang out. So first and foremost, how excited are you to get back out on the greens this golf season?
Well, I'm very excited to get out on the greens despite the stay-at-home orders in Ontario. But I've been very fortunate to get out to two rounds before the lockdown. But let's hope the provincial government can reverse the decision and get us out regular golfers and play safe and sound back in a good season.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. So, Kevin, I'm a golfer myself. I did not play a single round last year because of COVID, but I do love getting out there, especially for a bit of fresh air and some of that serenity when I'm not cursing at my ball. So what do you enjoy about being out on the course?
Well, I really like, you know what, it's the nicest feeling in the world, being visually impaired and blind, playing on the green, because it's you get to hear the birds, you get to just to get a feel of the green. But what's really important is just to get out there to improve your stroke, good or bad. You know what? We don't get to see where the ball goes, but that's okay. I really enjoy the golfing with my friends and peers. And it's really cool, because what's awesome is we're blind and we get to golf just as like a regular golfer. So it's kind of cool that we're able to do that. What's even better is I have a service guide dog, Lewis, who kind of lies on the cart under her feet while we golf. So he just kind of said, what a great life to go golfing for 18 holes.
That's a big win for everybody involved. Yeah, I like the sound of that one. So, Kevin, you mentioned that the golf is something that is accessible to blind players who want to get involved in the game. So let's talk about OVIG. What's the overall goal of the Ontario Visually Impaired Golfers?
Well, great question. OVIG has been around since 1990, and their mission is to get as many visual and blind golfers as active in Ontario. What's really important is OVIG is also a member of the Blind Golf Canada and International Blind Golf for blind and visual and blind people. What's really important is OVIG try to focus on the fun of the game, try to get to the social, the refreshing part of the game, to get us all used to playing on a green that we might familiarize, which we always have to have a guide. And just to educate, we need a coach guide for the blind golfer, because when we go up to the green box, where do we hit first? So our guide is there to get us to keep the ball in a straight line. Hopefully that's a good word in golfing, trying to keep our ball in a straight line. But at the end of the day, OVIG, it's been very good to it. I've been there for 5 years, and they've helped me advance in the game. So what's nice is you get to go to all these events, and they able to assess your handicap scores. But what's really important, Dave, is OVIG is a registered charity, and the help of AMI, we're able to do what we can. So it's really important that people understand the dynamics of this organization. Every year, we usually have a fundraiser at Crestor Golf Course, and unfortunately, the last 2 years, because of the lockdown and the pandemic, we weren't able to have. So if you could reach out to yourself and your corporate sponsor to help us grow this sport, so we're able to continue at blind golf to able to make it affordable. And you can go to OntarioBlindGolf.ca, and you can reach out to our board of members.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And we'll share that website a couple of different times through this interview, but OntarioBlindGolf.ca is where folks can learn more about fundraising opportunities, as well as some pretty cool events that you guys have coming up, including a really neat one starting in August called the Canadian Cloud-Based Championship. So, Kevin, how is this event going to work?
But so it's kind of it's a new thing because of the pandemic. You know, it's an exciting way to get, especially for blind golfers. We're a regular golfer, been a beginner golfer to get out and swing. They can go to their own course. And as long as you play 36 rounds, you have a guide or a coach or another player, you're able to submit your score and you submit it off to the organizers at OVIG, and we'll be able to enter all the scores across Canada, and everybody gets to participate. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner or a competitor. At the end of the day, it's just about getting out to golf and competing against your friends, even if you're competitive or not.
Speaking of maybe getting folks competitive or not, just getting them involved in the sport, let's take a little time to talk about OVIG's youth programming. What are some of the programs that are being offered to young folks?
Yeah, no, this has been a very important agenda we've been trying to focus on. We'd like to get the 13 to 30-year-olds involved in golf, or maybe in return. Like I always hear a famous line, you know, I used to have vision, I lost my vision, and I came back and I'm blind, and I don't know if I can golf anymore. Well, that's where we come in, and I think that plays a very important role, where OVIG is stepped up to any young youth that want to participate. They will waive their $50 fee for the year, and they'll actually waive the first game that they play with their coach. You know what? That's really important because it's some of the golfers who can't afford it. So OVIG kind of steps up to offset this uncomfortableness at the beginning. So that's why it's really important with the youth program that we can try to get sponsors to help OVIG grow the sport, to help other youth blind golfers get in. So it's really important to push this issue.
And let's remind folks about that website one more time. Where can they go to learn about some of that programming for young people?
Yeah, so you go to that website. It's OntarioBlindGolf.ca, and there's a bunch of directors on there, and any of us will be able to accommodate what you need to do to get this started.
Kevin, I want to circle back to your career as an athlete. The last time you and I touched base was back in 2015, and you were training for some elite level speed skating. Now you're talking about a bit about golf. You've also been a cyclist, a rower. You've done all of this at a top tier of competition. Why does sports play such a prominent role in your life?
Well, I think it all comes down to the root of my dad. My dad was an elite athlete himself. He played competitive hockey up to OHL level. He played for competitive ball. He played for the Pittsburgh Pirates for a few games. He was also a referee. And uniquely, I was a referee myself for like 20 years, and I wanted to be an NHL linesman. And he needs to say, you know what, refs are blind anyway, so what's the difference? And also, it's helped me with doing all the sports. I'm able to... I used to do it sighted, and now I'm blind with about less than 5 degrees vision. It's enhanced me to do better and to help and motivate other youth and people who want to advance their life. And I've chose to lift my spirit and make everything positive. And golfing at this point is really helped my mind. And it's just a new venue for me. But back to the... to the youth program, I think it's really important that for the youth program, they have some great incentives where if you want to try out golfing, OVIG is willing to during our events, an hour before, 2 hours before, to set up a session to learn how to chip and putt and learn how to get a feel of what it feels like, like when you're putting, we don't know how far 10 feet is and 50 feet is, et cetera, et cetera. So they're there to help with that. So they're willing to set up programs for the youth and just to help them get comfortable at their location, but also working with OVIG. So we really want to push that. So again, you go back to our website, OntarioBlind.ca, and I think BlindGolfing.ca, I think it'd be a good incentive for the youth. I think it's really important that we push this moment And Ovig has been a gift to my new horizon in my later years of competitiveness.
Mm. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time to tee up the blind golf season for us. We appreciate it. Hopefully you and I get a chance to get on the links sometime soon.
That'd be awesome, Dave. Hope to see you.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. You too, Kevin. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.